When you need advice, Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly. Need some support here. I'm a stay-at-home mom with two kids, a five-year-old, and I'm nursing a seven-month-old.
Mm.
My husband is a breadwinner. In return, I do all the childcare, housekeeping, cooking, dishes, bill paying, laundry, stuff like that, and other things as they come up. Now, we've got a large five-bedroom, four-bath house. Needless to say, at the end of the day, I'm exhausted, and in 24 hours, the house is an absolute mess again. I feel more like a mom of three than a wife.
Ooh.
I pick up his used tissues. He has allergies, leaves them around the house. Used dental floss, empty beer bottles, food scraps, stuff like that. I get grossed out. But he says it's part of my job.
Ooh.
Right now, I'm looking at the kitchen table. His dirty dishes, hot sauce, and salad dressing are still there from last night. Apparently, the waitress fell asleep with the kids. At what point does a wife draw the line in picking up after the husband? Are husbands today responsible for any housework if the wife stays at home with the kids?
Short answer, yes. I mean, it's if there's a balance of chores, you know? I mean, like,
yeah.
Like I think, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom. She's still working. Like it's
exactly.
It's not like
they are both doing a lot of work. It's just in different places.
Yeah, exactly. So but how do you communicate that to your husband in a way that will get him to change and help and be more helpful around the house, but not resent the comment?
Maybe he is unaware of all of the things that come into play when you are just, quote, staying at home. Like he might have a vision of her just hanging out, taking naps lots of times, getting up to feed the kid or whatever. Maybe she writes down like an itemized, this is what I do every day list so he can kind of see it on paper.
Yeah.
And that might convey, you know, the reality of what it is, everything that she does.
Yeah. Chris texts in and says, look, they both have a full-time job. He drives to his and she does hers at home during the day. They should both contribute after work. She needs to explain that to him and let him know that she needs help.
Yeah, Becca said, it's not hard, barring any mental or physical health conditions, not to be a slob and pick up after yourself. Like, even just doing that, picking up after just himself, I think sounds like it would help tremendously. And Gretchen said, stay-at-home parents often carry the emotional load that, you know, the parent not working does. Parents, you know, they don't always continue to do that, like, together.
Right. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
So, what's your comment?
My comment is she needs to let him know that he goes to work. He's there for about 8 hours. He gets to come home and relax. When is her relax time? When does she get to clock out? Never. So, he needs to be willing to help her once he gets home from work. Once he gets home from work, it should go back to both of them, you know, doing the rest of the housely duties, getting the kids ready for bed, not just her.
Right. I mean, I get the point of, you know, wanting to have a period of time to decompress.
Yeah, but she never gets that.
Okay. Yeah.
She never gets that.
By the way, thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chase said, you know, the exact same thing. She can't clock out like he gets to. He gets to work 8 to 10 hours and says, I'm done, goes home, and then take the bra off and pop a cold one.
So really, this is about trying to convince him or at least open his eyes to the work that she's putting in and the help that she needs.
Yeah, Shannon said, leave him alone with the kids for 10 hours on Saturday. When she gets home, ask him why the house isn't clean. Yeah, I mean, I think he needs to walk in her shoes a little bit just to understand what it's like.
That might be a good place to start is just say, hey, I have to go, I don't know, do something on Saturday. Maybe it's a you thing. Maybe it's I'm scheduling a me time, you know, at the get my nails done or whatever. And he needs to handle everything. And I don't know, maybe that's a good place to start.
It might help him understand a little bit. Dan said, that's not being a good partner. I'm the breadwinner, but I help with all the household chores and child duty once I'm home. We work together so that we can get us time once the kids go to sleep.
Yeah. So you're right. It's stuff. And I think this communication just needs to happen. Otherwise, she's going to continue to get more resentful and he's not going to understand.
Well, yeah. And Ben, I mean, you're kind of in that situation, but you're pretty active with helping around the house. Are you not?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is.
Did I just throw you under the bus?
No. Well, you know, I expect my dinner to be made when I get
lady
home.
I mean,
you know, look, my wife's work has different hours. And so we do have schedules that are opposite sometimes. But I mean, it is about I just, you know, see things that need to be done and do them around the house. And I think that's where we need to get him to, because it's not all. Also, it's not a good look to the kids to see him not
making
do anything.
Mom do everything.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. That's a
really good point.
Right, and that is it's setting them up to expect that. Oh, okay, well, this is what guys do.
And, yes,
and that shouldn't be the case.
Yes, they should show the kids like a model of a teamwork kind of a thing between mommy and daddy, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully this helps. If you want to add your two cents, that's what Facebook is for. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can feel free to post that up there. We'll get this posted up for you to take a look at a little bit later on today, and you can leave your comment. But yeah, good luck. And
yeah, a lot of people are rolling, and you got a lot of support on this one, that yes, there should be, you know, more of an equal load at home because you're both doing work. His is just outside of the house, but you're working just as hard, if not more.
For sure.